Oil is back in focus to start the day, pushing above the psychological $100 per barrel level overnight amid escalating geopolitical tensions. Reports say Oman cleared ships from a key export terminal while two tankers were attacked in Iraqi waters, and Iran warned prices could surge as high as $200 if attacks intensify in the Strait of Hormuz, even as the IEA prepares to release 400 million barrels of supply. The broader regional backdrop remains tense, with Israel reportedly launching large-scale strikes on Hezbollah in Beirut, Saudi Arabia intercepting multiple drones, a drone incident in Dubai causing no injuries, and President Trump pledging to finish the job against Iran. Meanwhile, Trump is also said to be considering reopening offshore oil production in Southern California. Against this backdrop of higher oil prices, the U.S. dollar is broadly firmer, with euro-dollar drifting back toward its war low, while dollar-yen trades above 159, putting markets back into the Japanese Ministry of Finance intervention watch zone, especially after the BOJ governor noted the importance of FX moves for inflation. On the data front, attention today turns to Swedish final February CPI, followed later by Canada and U.S. trade data, though after last month's negative NFP surprise, markets will likely focus most on U.S. initial jobless claims alongside comments from BOE Governor Bailey. That's all for now.